Hey, special educators. Welcome to Teach Taskbox Inspire, the podcast dedicated to making your job as a special education teacher easier by making your instruction more fun for you and your students. Inside each episode, you'll learn how to get the most use out of your task boxes in the classroom. I'm your host, Lisa Holiday from Chalkboard Superhero, a veteran special education teacher passionate about empowering you with purposeful teaching strategies, helpful tips and tricks, and other classroom management tools that will help you thrive in your role. Let's get started with today's episode. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Teach Taskbox Inspire. I'm your host, Lisa Holiday, and today I want to chat all about 5 mistakes I made as a first-year special education teacher and what not to do. So, are you a first-year teacher in special education? I remember my first year so vividly. The principal walked me down to my classroom and it was completely empty. No tables, no curriculum, no decorations, just an empty classroom. I was so nervous as a first-year teacher. I didn't know what I was about to teach the next few weeks, let alone what furniture I was going to use in the classroom. Yes, I made so many mistakes my first year teaching that I wanted to share my top 5 mistakes that I made when I was first starting out. So let's get right into it. Number 1, not setting boundaries. Somehow the teaching culture has ingrained in us that we should say yes to everything. You know, leaving school late, come in early, spend hours and hours at home working on our lesson plans. Many of my previous administrators have told me that staying late for one kid is just being a team player. Don't do it. You need to learn to set boundaries for yourself. Do not take work home. Do not work outside your contract hours. And for Pete's sake, please do not volunteer to take on more work than you can handle. I ended up doing this my first year and I got burnt out so fast. And I get it. We are teachers, especially first-year special education teachers. We're people pleasers. But if you want to make it through your first year in special education, you are going to want to make sure that you take care of yourself first. Your administration will admire the fact that you know when to say no. Now, I know sometimes in the beginning, it's really, really hard to make sure that everything is set up, make sure your staff is trained, make sure all your lesson plans are done, and make sure you buy all the cute stuff that you want to set up your classroom with. I get that. You might be staying late for those first few weeks, but make sure that you set those boundaries. Make sure you start going home soon as your contract hours end. Please do not say, well, it's not going to get done. It's not going to get done if I don't spend the time to get it done. It's going to be there the next day. Don't take it home. Because if you constantly are just sitting around working nonstop, you are going to burn out. You have to know when to walk away. All right, number 2 is training my staff. Walking into my first year as a special education teacher, I had no freaking idea that I was also responsible for training all of the paraprofessionals that I had in my room. I feel like my graduate program did not train me to manage the number of adults that I had in my first year. In my very first year, I had 8 paraprofessionals and 12 students. My primary focus was trying to figure out how to teach these little kids. Not once did it cross my mind that all these adults will also need to be trained and managed. Yep, I sure made a lot of mistakes in my first year. I had no idea why there was so much drama in my classroom. I didn't get along with half of the adults, and I often went home crying. Actually, other staff in my room also went home crying. I finally couldn't take it anymore, and I went to my principal for help and honestly felt like such a failure asking for help. But it was already the middle of the year, and I felt like I was drowning. What I learned was that the adults that I was given needed expectations and training for what I wanted them to do also. So from then on, I knew that I would start the year off with crystal clear expectations, weekly meetings and check-ins, and dedicated time to train them on how I needed them to be, what language I needed them to use, and how to work with the students. So yeah, being a first-year teacher can be so hard. So two things I usually start my school year with is my paraprofessional handbook and my paraprofessional brochure that I make every single year brand new for my classroom. I can link those in the show notes, but each paraprofessional gets a folder with this information in it every single year so that they know what to expect. That first few days of school, we also sit down and go over them in person so that if they have any questions, they can always, you know, pipe up and say, okay, I don't really understand that. All right, number three, not asking for help. When I first started as a first-year special education teacher, I wanted to seem like a pro. I didn't want to let anyone know that I had no idea what the heck I was doing. If I didn't know the time for an assembly, I would feel like a failure. If I didn't know where to look for a book I wanted for a guided reading lesson, I would go into my local library instead of going to the library that was in my building. If I wasn't sure how to write an IEP, I would just Google it. Ugh, this was such a time-consuming practice that was totally unnecessary. Teachers and administration know that you are a first-year teacher and will often praise you if you reach out to ask for help. Yeah, I didn't know that. Another thing that I wish I did more during the first year is taking advantage of all the training and conferences. Your first year is the best time to leave the classroom to get more training. And that might sound a little counterintuitive, but you will bring back so much knowledge that you can use. And you're a first year teacher. You need to get trained as much as possible, even postgraduate, right? I didn't have enough people to help me through my first year. I really should have observed more classrooms, but I really didn't want it to look like I didn't know what I was doing. Please ask for help. Go to training. Go to conferences. You want to be a great teacher. All right, number four, trying to do it all. Being a new teacher in the school, you want to make yourself look good, right? When I started, I was doing it all by myself. If I needed activities prep for the next day, I would take them home and do it myself instead of having my paraprofessionals help with the prep work, which is horrible. Don't do that. If I had IEPs to write and had no idea how to do them, I would spend all night Googling answers to my questions. I would be part of all the committees so that my principal would think that I'm just like this perfect shining star teacher. Well, guess what? I couldn't juggle all the things. Trying to do everything all the time, I was burning from both ends of the stick, and I was running on fumes. Even during my first year as a teacher, I started a family. And so I was pregnant and I ended up going on maternity leave the last 4 weeks of school. So I was trying to juggle all of the things. Trying to do everything all of the time takes a serious toll on your personal and professional life. Please don't make this mistake. Reach out. Ask for help. Take mental health days. Leave work at school. And don't worry, it'll be there tomorrow. And above all, take care of yourself first so that you can be there for your students the next day. You guys, it's your first year. Take baby steps. I know you want to accomplish everything, but one step at a time. You cannot be the doer of all things. Ask for help and stop juggling it all. All right, number five has a lot to do with my previous podcast episode, which was the one I put out last week, is not making friends. I am a big introvert. I do not do well in social situations. In my first year as a special education teacher, I was consumed with my own classroom. I shut the door. I ate lunch in my classroom. I never left my part of the building. I didn't even really know the teachers in the rooms next door. But this was a big mistake. I had no idea the support that was in the building I was in. The teachers that I eventually got to know would stop by and say hi. We would have lunch dates and conversations that did amazing for my mental health. I got to know the custodians who finally understood why my classroom was a disaster at the end of every day. I finally got to know the office staff that would let me know how to turn my subplans in. I finally got to know who the nurse was that I was calling down all the time. You know, people in the building can be so incredibly helpful during the first year if you would just let them. If this is your very first year in special education, please don't make the same mistakes I made. These are just five short, quick things to not do. Do not make these mistakes. So that's all I have for now. Don't forget to check out the show notes where I linked those two resources for you. Until next time, guys, bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Teach, Taskbox, Inspire. I hope you've gained some tips and motivation to fuel your week ahead. If you're ready to explore more strategies for empowering your students as independent learners, be sure to dive into my free training at chalkboardsuperhero.com/training. And don't keep all this knowledge to yourself. Share this episode with your special education teacher friends who could use some motivation and inspiration. One more thing before you go. If you're finding this podcast helpful and want to show support, head to Apple Podcasts and leave your rating and review. Until next time, keep teaching, taskboxing, and inspiring.